LBM mobile listening, KAA LBM.
KALBF, KAB8RVP. Good morning, Chris.
How do you do, though, Mike?
What do you think about this continuing winter weather? Man, it's been cold.
It'll get it out of its system sooner or later. Hopefully, more sooner than later. Yeah, 20 degrees over here. I woke up this morning, just like yesterday. It's like, wow. Waiting patiently.
Yep, me too. I typically take the winter tires off the cars around April 15th. I did see it's going to be nice on Sunday and Monday, but then Tuesday back in the 40s, so we shall see. We're still in that up and down. Just so you know, when you come through 23, they're going to be doing construction all spring on northbound 23 through Fenton. Starts down by White Lake Road, just a mile south of Fenton, and goes, going to eventually go all the way up to Thompson Road, which is just north of the Fenton city limits. One lane, and there's been an accident every single day. We had a bad one, I think it was Sunday. Our kids were going to be coming up, and I heard the fire department go out. People came just past Center Road. You kind of go up and then back down over the little hill there. Well, people came over that hill and all the cars were stopped. It's like a four-car pileup. A bunch of cars got rear-ended, ambulance, fire trucks, and everybody. So really watch it when you're going through Fenton North. Working on the road all spring.
Is there a bypass way?
You can take Old 23, which is on, if you're going north, it's on the left side of the highway. You can get off at any of the roads there. You get off at Clyde Road and take Old 23 up. Each overpass, there's a stop sign. But you just got to be really careful coming through there. For people riding too close, in case you got to slow down in a hurry, and just is what it is, you know. We got winter time and we got road construction in Michigan. Those are our two options.
Yeah, story of the life, eh? All right, thanks for the heads up.
Yeah, and the rain, hopefully everything is okay up where you're at. They had some road closures west of us, out by Argentine, and up by Flushing because of the all the rain we got. Our backyard, last weekend, I couldn't even walk in our backyard. It was just all squishy. And we had standing water. But the Shiawassee River runs through Holly, Fenton, Linden, Argentine, and it was over its banks. There's a house, I live right off of North Road, and if you go north on North Road, up to Leroy Street, which goes out north of town, turns into Fenton Road. The river runs right underneath the road, and there's a house. The river runs right through their yard, and it was completely their whole yard. They've got boats parked on trailers. They got a big shed. The whole shed was underwater. Ducks were swimming in their backyard. I was just praying that the rain would hold off enough to let the river go down before we get our next soaking.
KB8RVP, KA8LDF, yeah. Oh, we got a lot of rain, too. A lot of standing water in our backyard. Looked like we had a mini lake back there. Last weekend, it's all right this this week. You can actually walk out there without it being too squishy. Had some high winds, kind of blew everything out and dried it up, so thank goodness there. The sump pump was really kicking on and off. Within seconds of turning off, and seconds of going back on. Not a very big kit. Maybe 3 foot, if that. So yeah, on and off, on and off. So, yeah, other than that, everything else is pretty much the same. We're busy with the girls' birthdays, and they're all in April. April 4th and April 5th. Boom, boom. So we had a gathering on last week Saturday. So everything worked out good there. And we got one more on the 17th, so we kind of got a break. I think this weekend we'll be up north at the cottage to make sure everything's all right there. After all the rain and wind and all.
I feel sorry for the people up in Gaylord in that area. They said it could take a month to get the power grid back online completely after that ice storm that they got. I saw a video on YouTube, like from a drone or something, and it showed all the power poles, all the power lines sagging, the power poles broke off, trees all over the place. And it hit Cadillac some too. My brother and sister-in-law up in Traverse City, they were fine. I assume everything was fine where you guys are at, but yeah, just that area, it was pretty crazy. Mother Nature can really play some havoc. Well, glad you had a good time for the birthday party. Yeah, we've had quite a few. Dylan's girlfriend, Caitlin, had a birthday. My mother-in-law had a birthday. Dylan had a birthday on March 31st. And then Kate got a birthday coming up in May. And we were down to Eagle Harbor a month ago for Luke's birthday. It's been lots of birthdays this time of year. KB8RVP.
Busy too. My mom's birthday is end of this month too, so yeah. And after that it dies down. Yeah, it's pretty sad up Gaylord area. Yeah, people were saying that it sounded like guns going off because the trees were so heavily coated with ice, they just were all snapping. My general foreman's got a place in Mile, and he went up there Friday and said his cottage was all right. And then he went to the bar Saturday over there, and barmaid says, we just opened up. We've been closed all through the week because of the not having power and the storm and all. So yeah, they really got hit bad. Consumers power out in all forces from different areas, different locations, trying to help each other out and trying to restore power once again, you know.
Yep. You just never know where stuff like that's going to hit. I think they got the dams all fixed up on Sanford Lake and the other lake that's up there by you. Maybe all this rain, I don't know if they'll ever fill those lakes back up again, but with the kind of rains that we've had, if it would ever fill that up again or not. I know down south they said there's a 1,000-mile area between Texas and Ohio where over the last week they could have historic once-in-a-thousand-year rain. And they were showing, like, down by Memphis, Tennessee, is all underwater, areas around, and just south of Nashville, they just got a big mess. All kinds of people underwater. Look like quite a mess, so. We've got that Shiawassee River that runs right through Fenton, and I believe that's where all the storm drains go into, so if that ever got so high that the storm drains backed up, we could be in a mess. And the Shiawassee River's just behind our house, just a little ways. It's actually behind quite a few houses on North Road, just a couple blocks from our house. So luckily we've got an old gravel pit behind our neighbor's house next door. It's huge, a big hole. And I've actually had to put a submersible pump in our backyard and run a hose to that old gravel pit and pump water back there. So that's one saving grace that we have here. And we don't have a sump pump or a crock or anything. We just thank goodness for the brand new drains that they put in our subdivision when they redid the road. Hopefully everything holds up. KB8RVP.
Yeah, that's a good thing you do have that gravel pit back there. Hopefully the sewer system all holds out. God, I remember one year, I don't remember when it was. And we had so much rain, people's basements on our street. They were getting flooded, and the sewer was backing up. And people had bathrooms and toilets in their basement. Those all were pushed up, and there was a mess all over in their basement. You know, that's all you seen was everybody's stuff from their basement out on the out lawn for trash because it was all covered up and sewer, you know. We were lucky. We had when we moved in, we had a bathroom in the basement. So, oh, that's pretty convenient, you know. If you're working in the garage and you come in through the back door, you could go downstairs and wash your hands and use, you know, not tracking through the other end of the house, but, you know, I start thinking, I might just get rid of that, and I did, and I plugged it off and took care of that, and we never had any water come in that way. Everybody else did in the neighborhood. I'm glad we got rid of that toilet. All right, I got a skedaddle. It's 6:58. Have a good day, and we'll talk with you later. KB8RVP, KA8LDF.
Yeah, that was probably that year that Mount Pleasant flooded, if you remember that. Have a good day, 7-3. KB8RVP clear.
3, Mike. KE8NKN for you, check. KE8NKN clear. Station requesting a radio check, KG8EDY mobile. You're 4x4 here, but I'm sitting directly in front of the tower.
NADXT, NADLC.
Good afternoon. Good timing. I just got off the phone.
Well, we're just pulling out of the driveway, so we'll be there in about, 15 minutes, do you reckon? Yeah, about 10, 15 minutes. Good enough?
Yeah, very good. Just give me a call back when you're near the driveway, and I'll step down there and bring it out to you. See you in a bit. N8XP.
N8TLC, out.
N8BLC, N8XP.
Go ahead, Scott. We're just getting ready to turn on Oregon Road.
Okay, I'm going to head down. I had another call, but I'm going to put them on hold, and I'll be down there waiting for you. See you in a minute. N8XP.
NADLC, out. NADXP, NADLC, Terry took a wrong turn.
Yeah, Terry, KF8DSF, you got a copy?
Yeah, baby, well, monitoring. Kuwait, Spherical Victor, East Telos. Anybody copy this channel?
You're good here in Lapeer, WAYRC.
Roger, copy that, WAYRC, KUSCB. Yes, apparently there must be some repeaters down up here in Northeast Michigan. Yes, thank you for the comeback. I was pretty sure it wasn't my side. KK8SCG will be clear and monitoring.
Yeah, real good. No, you're sounding good. Lapeer's got some issues. Tower decided to collapse, but other than that, we got it up and running, but temporary site. 73 WRC.
Yeah, roger that, WRC. Yeah, there's a couple of, well, I usually can get into the West Branch repeater and, you know, up to Mayo, so, yeah, they might still be having issues. TEVCV, we're clear. Thank you for the comeback.
Is the frequency in use, WAAWQU?
KF8CKU, KF8CKU. Copy, Robin, WAAWQU. KF8CKU, KF8CKU. Did you find the frequency, Robin? WAAWQU.
You sounded good. The only thing is, I'm wondering if I heard you on the input. You're not going through the repeater, so we got the same thing we had on the 2-6. The inputs are, you got to have the pluses and the minuses in the right order. But you're not making the because you're not on the repeater input. Back to the 710. Back to the 2-6. Catch on the 2-6. WAAWQ, you're clear. QSY.
KEAFM, for radio check. KEAFM, for radio check.